在下午上课之前想跟大家来讲个见证。
Before afternoon class, I would like to share a testimony with all of you.
在这几天祷告的征战里头，相信我们弟兄姐妹都有体验。
I believe every one of us here have experienced the spiritual battles in our prayers.
是也有不少的尤其是姐妹感到害怕。
And I believe many of you, especially the sisters, have become afraid.
其实这是一个很好的一个机会神特别为了造就我们的灵界的体验。
But in actuality, this is a very good experience for us, which God has prepared to edify our spirituality.
尤其在我们先进的强调科学的美国。
Especially in the United States, where the emphasis is put on medicine and technology.
魔鬼最厉害的方法不是要我们不要相信耶稣。
The greatest tactic that Satan has is not to stop us from believing in God.
而是要误导我们认为魔鬼不存在。误导我们认为魔鬼根本不存在。
But rather to get us to believe that Satan does not exist.
让我们疏于防备。
So that we become not watchful in our spirituality.
这个才是我们应该去警醒要小心的。
But this is what we need to be watchful and take heed of.
让我们知道魔鬼的诡计。
To let us know the deceitfulness and tactics of Satan.
我们就懂得依靠神，就懂得防备。
And in knowing these, then we will be able to rely on God and to equip ourselves.
如果我们误认为敌人根本不存在。
Because if we believe that the enemy doesn't even exist.
我们根本不会提防。
Then we won't make any preparations to defend.
就疏于防备，很容易被魔鬼一举就击败了。
And if we are not prepared, then just in one move, we will fall to Satan.
在台湾大专班的学生灵恩会也曾经有这样的体验。
In Taiwan, in the Senior Youth Spiritual Convocation, there is once the similar experience.
这年纪也跟大家差不多。
And every one of the attendees were about the same age of us as us here.
很多都是正在念大学的学生。
Many students were studying in the universities.
学生灵恩会大专班的学生灵会每年举办所以难免在这个灵性上也有渐渐的变成一种例行公事。
And so because this seminar was held only once a year, everyone would come to attend it.
结果学生灵恩会到后来渐渐的变成一种联谊会了。
But then because it was so rare, it became an opportunity for everyone to have a reunion.
要去认识新朋友。
And to make new friends.
要去聊天。
To converse.
每天晚上舍不得睡觉，躲在这个楼梯间躲在顶楼聊到半夜早上就打瞌睡了。
And every night, instead of going to sleep, they would hide under the staircases and talk all night long, so in the morning they would fall asleep in class.
这名传道辅导员规劝效果很不好。
And so even though the counselors and the leaders, they encouraged them, but the results still were not good.
在一次的祷告会就不只是一个一个弟兄姐妹连好几个弟兄姐妹都有看到没有头的人在走道这样走过来走过去。
And so during one prayer session, not only one person, but many people in their prayer saw a headless person walking amongst everybody.
于是从那一次祷告会开始大家迫切祷告自动自发进食祷告。
And it was from that prayer that everyone began to pray fervently,And on their own will, they began to fast.
也知道有这种灵界里头的干扰跟阻挡。
Because they knew there was a spiritual opposition before them.
好像看到敌人就赶快这个全副军装赶快穿起来。
So it's like once they saw the enemy, they began to put on the full armor.
所以凡是互相造就，互相受益
And so in actuality, everyone was edified and encouraged.
为了让我们得到好处。
And this is so that we may be benefited.
谈到灵界的体验当然第一次体验到人会害怕。
When you talk about spiritual experiences, for those people who experience for the first time, they will naturally become afraid.
不要说弟兄姐妹传道人也会害怕。
Not to mention the brothers and sisters, even the preachers will become afraid.
台湾小弟听过有一个传道他这样见证。
I remember in Taiwan, a preacher once testified.
这个回到自己的家乡休假了。
For his vacation, he went back to his hometown.
家乡的教会有被鬼附的人发作。
And in his hometown, there were people who were disturbed by demons.
那负责人的电话就打给他了。某某传道，你赶快来，我这边有一个弟兄被鬼附。
And then so the council members called him and said, preacher, there's a certain person who's been possessed by a demon, please come.
那个传道说我不是你们的注目传道你找你们的注目传道好了。
And then the preacher said, I'm not your resident preacher, go find your resident preacher instead.
不行啊，我们注目传道去协助灵恩会那个下个礼拜才回来。
And then they replied, well, our resident preacher is helping a spiritual convocation elsewhere, and he won't be back until next week.
你也是传道你赶快过来。
You are a pastor yourself, so please quickly come.
还是没来。
But he didn't go.
再打电话去
And then so they called him again.
不行啦，赶快来啊。
And they said, please hurry and come.
我再联络看看你们的注目传道了。
And then the preacher replied, oh, I'll try to get in contact with your resident minister.
我请你们传道赶快赶回来。
And I'll ask him to quickly come home.
没有多久，负责人打过去，没有办法了，注目传道回来来不及了。
And then not too long later, the council member called again and said, there's no hope there, but there's not enough time for the resident minister to come back.
传道，你赶快来，赶快来。
Please quickly come.
你也是传道嘛。
Because you yourself are a preacher.
没有办法，那只好去了。
And so at this point, he had no choice but to go.
那架势就摆出来了
And he whispered,
奉主耶稣圣名，赶鬼。
And then he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan.
那个犯邪人狠狠地瞪着他看。
But then the demon-possessed person just stared at him.
奉主耶稣圣名敢传道
And then the demon possessed person replied In the name of Jesus Christ I cast out the minister
奉耶稣的名魔鬼出去奉耶稣的名传道出去
And then the minister would say In the name of Jesus Christ I tell you to leave And then the demon possessed person would say In the name of Jesus Christ I tell you to leave
这个传道跟所有的在场的弟兄姐妹还有负责人我没有信心承认没信心
And then before everybody of all the people there the minister replied says I don't have the faith
我害怕
I'm afraid
谁不害怕
Who's not
大家帮我祷告
And so he said everyone please pray for me
一起跪下来
Let's all kneel down to pray
当大家一承认自己没有信心的时候
And it was at that point when everyone admitted and confessed that they had no faith.
把那个属灵的架势统统去除掉，就显出自己的不足来了。
After they removed all their spiritual adornments, they saw the core of their faith.
把自己的自尊统统倒空的时候，神的能力就能进去了。
Once they emptied themselves, then the power of God was able to fill within them.
圣灵充满，站起来，一句，魔鬼出去，那个人就醒过来了。
And then he filled himself with the Holy Spirit, and he stood up, and one word he said, I cast you out, and the Satan left.
所以也盼望说我们弟兄姐妹面对这一场征战的时候也多多帮所有的传道人祷告
And so I hope that in the midst of the spiritual battle all of you will pray for the ministers
我不知道其他传道怎么样我承认我害怕
I don't know about the other ministers but I will admit myself I am afraid
帮我祷告
Please pray for me
好我们现在开始来看四十记
So now we will study the book of Judges
我们现在要进入到以色列人第四个这个败坏堕落的循环。
So now we will begin enter into the fourth cycle of the Israelites' failure.
要来谈到这个地这个神兴起另外一位士师叫基甸。
Here we see God calls another judge named Gideon.
有关士师基甸的记载在士师记的第六章直到第八章
Now regarding Gideon He is recorded from chapter 6 to chapter
8在第六章里头首先呢再次的记载以色列人他们犯罪得罪神以及神的管教
And so in the beginning of chapter 6 It mentions that the Israelites once again Commit evil in the sight of God And therefore God punishes them
神借着当时的米甸人管教 悖逆的以色列人。
And as a result, God uses the Midianites to chastise his people.
在第一节到第十节里头
，From verses 1 to 10，
记载以色列人被米甸人所欺负
，Records that the Israelites are taken advantage of by the Midianites，
抢夺他们的粮食
，The Midianites would take their nourishment，
因为这个敌人人数非常的众多
，Because the enemies were greater in number than the Israelites，
让以色列人他们可以说非常的痛苦。
And so this caused a lot of turmoil for the Israelites.
这个第六章五节说那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多。
And verse 5 says that the number of the enemies was like the locusts.
进到国内毁坏全地。
And they would enter into the land and destroy it.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以色列人因为米甸人的缘故，极其穷乏。
And so because of the Midianites, the Israelites were greatly impoverished.
我们的仇敌魔鬼撒旦就好像这些米甸人一样
Our enemy Satan is just like these Midianites
要将我们心中神的道神的话语属灵的粮食给夺走
The Satan would like to take away our, the word of God our spiritual nourishment away from us
如同主耶稣讲的那个撒种的比喻一样
Just like Jesus mentioned in the parable of the sower
飞鸟来把种子给吃尽了。
How the birds would come and take away the seeds.
人的心没有神的话，就会如同阿摩斯书所说的灵性饥渴。
And if one's heart does not have the word of God, then their heart shall become spiritually famine, just like it's mentioned in the book of Amos.
十一节到这个四十节记载着四十基甸的兴起。
So verses 11 to 40 mentions.The judging of Gideon.
首先到二十四节那边谈到基甸的蒙召。
And verse 24 mentions how God calls Gideon.
他在这个酒榨里头打麦子。
He was in the wine press sowing the wheat.
神的使者向他显现。
And then the angel of the Lord appeared before him.
寻找他成为士师来拯救以色列百姓。
And called him out to become a judge to deliver the Israelites.
二十五节到三十五节。记载着蒙召之后的第一个考验。
And so verse 25 to 34 mentions the first test that Gideon must go through as judge.
要基甸把他父亲为巴利所设立的祭坛给毁坏，重新为神献上为神来建造祭坛来奉献。
And what God wanted Gideon to do was to tear down the temple of idol worship that his father had made and to establish a new altar to worship the God.
36节到40节记载基甸在承接神交付给他的使命他向神两次的求证。
And from verse 36 to verse 40, Gideon receives a commission by God. However, he asked God to confirm it twice.
用这个羊毛的干尸来做这个证据。
And he used the fleece, whether it was wet or dry, as his proof.
好，那我们现在要从这第六章里头有关基甸来提出一些勉励。
And so now from chapter 6, we would just like to mention a few encouragements from the story of Gideon.
我们一再提到说，士师时代是以色列一个混乱黑暗的时代。
We know that during the period of Judges, Israel was in a period of darkness.
那基甸也是神在这样的一个混乱黑暗时代里头所兴起的一个属灵英雄。
And it was in this corrupt and dark time that God pulled Gideon to become a hero.
那为什么基甸能够被神使用
？So you have to ask the question, why is it that Gideon was able to be used?
我们要从第六章里头来看看。
And so we will study this from chapter 6.
在十一节那里。
In verse 11 it states,
神的使者到了这个俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿斯的橡树下，约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。
Verse 11 says, Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree which was in Ophrah.
我们刚刚谈到说，因为以色列人行神心中眼中看为恶的事，神把他们交在米甸人手里。
Just now we mentioned that because the Israelites did evil, God let them fall into the hands of the Midianites.
米甸人大举入侵到以色列地。
And so the Midianites, like locusts, entered into the Israelites' land.
破坏、抢夺以色列人的粮食以及这个田地。
They corrupted the land and took the nourishment from the Israelites.
让以色列全国陷入极端的贫穷与饥荒当中。
And so this caused the Israelites to fall into poverty and to have a lack of food.
所以基甸呢，要在酒榨里头打粮食。
And that's why we see Gideon hiding in the wine press to thresh wheat.
要防备米甸人来抢夺。
He did it to hide it from the Midianites, otherwise they would steal the wheat from them.
打粮食啊，打麦子啊，是一种生产粮食嘛。
Threshing wheat is to make food for yourself.
我们早上谈到底波拉，他有神的话语可以供应当时的以色列人。
This morning we mentioned that the prophetess Deborah, she had the word of God to use and speak to the people.
在这里我们也看到基甸他生产粮食。
And at the same time, we see here that Gideon has another type of food for everybody.
记得主耶稣曾经这么说啊。
Jesus once said,
说谁是忠心有知识的仆人？
He said, who is a good and faithful servant?
为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who is a good and faithful servant who will do what the master wills and provide everything for the people of the house?
每个弟兄姐妹啊，在这个属灵饥荒的世代里头啊，应当都做一个有属灵粮食的人。
And similarly, in a spiritually famine society today, we should be people who are able to provide spiritual nourishment.
不但能够让自己的灵性得到饱足。
Not just to allow our own faith to be preserved.
也能够供应那些灵性饥渴的人的需求。
But to meet the needs of those who are spiritually famined.
我们刚刚谈到说魔鬼在今日教会的作为啊。
We just mentioned that Satan will often do his work in the church.
往往也如同当日的米甸人一样。
Just like the Midianites at that time.
要让教会陷入那种灵性饥荒当中。
To cause the church to fall into a spiritually famished place.
借着属世的事情啊。
And he would do this through worldly things.
金钱的诱惑
through the pursuit of money.
物质的享乐
physical entertainment.
就像这些米甸人一样啊，无形的米甸人来侵扰我们啊。
And just like these Midianites, he would invisibly use them to come to attack us.
让我们没有办法，让我们没有时间安静在主的面前。来领受属灵的粮食
so that we will not have the time or ability to come before God to receive spiritual nourishment.
于是我们的灵命啊，就陷入饥荒的状态。
And because of this, then our spirituality will become famined.
营养不足的人啊，怎么会有力气？
If a person has no nourishment, then how can they have strength?
同样的，灵性饥荒的人也不会有力量去抵挡魔鬼。
And so the same is true for a person who is spiritually famined, he will not have the strength to fight against Satan.
这样的情况啊，不单单是在我们弟兄姐妹身上。
But this situation doesn't fall only on us believers.
也有可能发生在我们当传道人的身上。
It also falls upon the ministers.
传道人往往啊，因为很多事情行政的工作啊，所缠累。很多这个行政事务上捆绑住。
And ministers, because they have to perform many works, they are often restrained.
往往也会陷入这种灵性缺乏这个灵粮的这个情况。
Because they have so many things to do, sometimes they too are spiritually malnourished.
没有从神那边来的信息。
They're not able to receive the message from God.
如同撒母耳记那边记载这个以利啊。神的话语稀少
Just like in the book of Samuel, it mentions that eventually the word of God slowly stopped coming to Eli.
我没有力量打属灵的征战
And therefore he did not have the strength to fight the spiritual battle.
所以在这个时代的教会里头啊
And so in the society today where we have this church,
神要使用的人是能够生产属灵粮食的人
The people that God wishes to use are people who are able to bring about this spiritual nourishment.
如同这个约瑟虽然受他哥哥们的欺负啊，
Just like Joseph, for example, although he was bullied by his brothers,
被卖到埃及去当奴隶,
and sold into Egypt to become a slave.
那后来当迦南地年年饥荒的时候,
yet later when the land of Canaan was in famine,
于是他成为有丰盛粮食的人啊。
Joseph became a person who had an abundance of nourishment.
这些哥哥们不得不跪在约瑟的面前向他下拜。
And so we see that his brothers eventually had no choice but to come before him and bow to him.
好，今天我们往往也会感觉到说传福音不容易。
Today we might feel that preaching the gospel is not an easy task.
我们所传的有谁愿意听？
Who's willing to listen to what we have to say?
啊，仔细想一想。
But if you think about it,
或许人家不听的缘故，可能是我们没有充足属灵的粮食。
Perhaps no one is listening to us because we ourselves are not filled with spiritual nourishment.
啊，所以我们的信息没有办法满足人家。
And this means that our message is not able to fulfill and satisfy other people.
啊，这个是啊，基甸啊，他被神所用的第一步啊。
And so this is the first reason why God was able to use Gideon.
他是一个有生命粮食的人。
He was one who had spiritual food and life.
好，再来，当基甸蒙召之后。
And so later after we see Gideon being chosen.
哦，神的使者要他把他父亲为巴利所设立的祭坛给拆掉。
The angel of the Lord told Gideon to tear down theTemple of idol worship from his father's house, and to cut down the wooden images,
为神另外筑一座坛,
and then to build another altar for God,
将祭牲献在新坛上面,
and to offer a new sacrifice to God.
在当时的情况之下, 基甸, 他要这么做, 是必须冒着生命危险。
Now for Gideon to do such a thing, that would be putting his life in danger.
不但说得罪父亲啊,
Not only would he be offending his own father,
也要冒着被全城的人反对的危险。
But he also had the danger of the entire city opposing him.
啊，果然啊，我们从这个第六章二十八节以后，我们看到说城里的人知道基甸拆毁了巴利的祭坛。
And so in verse 28, we see the situation.After the other people of the city find out what Gideon has done,
就要求基甸的父亲把基甸交出来，要处死。
And so they requested that Gideon's father bring Gideon out so that they can punish Gideon.
可见这些人对于这个事情非常的重视。
And so you can see that the people of the city put much emphasis on this matter.
但是基甸，他不顾全，没有顾全到他这个父子的亲情。也不怕冒犯这个群众的怒气。
But Gideon didn't care about offending his father or offending the rest of the city.
可以说是很勇敢啊。
You can say he's very brave.
是真正的勇敢。
This is true bravery.
很多人不犯罪。
Many people don't sin.
不是怕神。
It's not that they don't sin because they fear God.
往往是怕被人批评啊。
But they fear other people saying things about them.
有些人不敢按照真理说话。
Some people are afraid to speak the truth.
不敢按照真理来行事。
They're afraid to do what is right.
往往因为怕人。
And this is because they're afraid of other people.
怕得罪亲人。
They're afraid of offending their own loved ones.
怕得罪这个好友啊。
And they're afraid of offending or bringing good upon themselves.
尤其是有权势的人。
Especially people who have authority.
基甸在这两方面呢，他都得胜。
But we see that in both of these aspects, Gideon was victorious.
他当然知道当他拆毁巴利祭坛之后会发生什么样事情。
Of course, he knew what would happen after he tore down the altar of Baal.
轻则被父亲逐出家门。
And he knew that he would be cast out of his family by his father.
成为无家可归的人。
And he would become a person, a homeless person.
严重的可能被群众打死。
And the most severe side of this would be that he could be killed.
这些都是他想得到的难处。
And these are all the obstacles that Gideon thought about.
并且也是他所会面对，马上面对的问题。
And it was a problem that would become immediately present.
但基甸却甘心愿意为了神冒这一切将要面对的危险。
But we see here that God, that Gideon was able to and willing to put himself into this dangerous situation.
这如同神的使者在 拣选他之前呢、啊，就称他是大能的勇士。
And that's why we see when the angel of the Lord chose Gideon, he called him a man of great valor.
我们不要认为基甸是在胜过米甸人之后才蒙神重用的。
Don't think that it was only after Gideon was able to deliver the Israelites from the Midianites that he was able to be used by God.
其实在他还没有得胜米甸人之前，
Because in fact before he even went to fight against the Midianites,
他已经拥有得胜的生活了。
He already had a life of victory.
已经为神打了美好的仗。
He had already fought a beautiful battle for God.
再来谈到这个祭坛，巴利的祭坛。
And so now let's talk about the altar of Baal.
有时候我们也要想一想啊。
We need to think sometimes.
在我们的心目中，
In our hearts,
我们是不是也有这种巴力的祭坛？
Do we have our own altar of Baal?
世界的祭坛，肉体的地盘。
An altar for this world.
我们是不是敢勇敢地照神的吩咐，把他们一一地拆毁？
Are we able to boldly go and destroy this altar?
这些世界上的祭坛啊，
The altars in this world.
让我们的精神、财富、能力、时间呐、都奉献上去，成为他的奴仆啊。
To this altar, we often sacrifice our time, money, thoughts, and abilities, and become the slaves to the altar of the world.
没办法为神所用。
And we have no ability to be used by God.
所以我们也应当像基甸在这里呀、必须先拆毁我们心中那个世界的。祭坛肉体的地盘。
So just like Gideon here, we need to first tear down this altar to the world in our hearts.
才能够成为神所使用的器皿。
And in doing so, then we can become an instrument that is able to be used by God.
也就是说，要先从心中先拆毁。
So in other words, this means we must start the tearing down from our hearts.
然后才能够在我们外在，在我们的家庭，在我们的教会当中啊。为神所用。
And then externally in our family, in our churches, then can we be used by God?
基甸在他的时代当中，他领导了一次信仰的复兴。
We can see that in his life, Gideon was able to revive the faith of the Israelites.
先从他自己的信仰开始做。
But this started first with his own faith.
再来，基甸他被神使用的第三个原因。
And so now we can see that the third reason why Gideon was used by God.
当神的使者称基甸为大能的勇士之后，
After God, the angel of the Lord called Gideon a mighty man of valor.
接着说，神与你同在。
He later said, God will be with you.
这不是一个客套话，不是一个客气的话。
This isn't a courteous word or just a polite saying.
是宣布一个重要的信息啊。
This was the angel saying a very important message.
神要与你基甸同在。
The Lord God will be with you, Gideon.
这也是为什么基甸在大家都躲起来的时候，他一个人在酒榨里打粮食。
And this is why when everyone else was hiding, that Gideon was still treading in the winepress.
我们刚刚开始谈到说，为什么以色列人那么样的穷困。
Just now we mentioned why the Israelites were so poor.
因为他们背逆神。
Because they turned themselves away from God.
犯罪，信仰堕落。
And they sinned, and so their spirituality fell.
所以他们失去了神的同在。
So ultimately they lost the abidance of God.
就落在米甸人的手中啊。
And therefore they fell into the hands of the Midianites.
神允许他们被米甸人欺负。被米甸人蹂躏了。
And so we see God allows the Midianites to torture them.
目的也是盼望他们能够经历当在这当中啊能够悔改啊。
But the ultimate purpose for doing so is in hope of the Israelites repenting and turning back to God.
明白侍奉神啊胜过侍奉这些米甸人。
And to understand the importance of serving God instead of serving the Midianites.
米甸人还有这个亚玛利人啊可以说是肉体的代表。
You can say that the Midianites and the Amalekites represent your flesh.
当以色列人在旷野行走的时候，
Because when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness,
这两种人都成为阻拦他们阻拦他们进入神应许之地的民族。
These two people, the Amalekites and the Midianites, became obstacles that prevented the Israelites from entering the land of Canaan.
我们信心如果软弱，
And so if our own faith is weak,
体贴肉体,
and we give in to our flesh,
受情欲辖制操控,
and we are controlled by our lust,
结果就好像被米甸人 被亚玛利人所欺压抢夺一样，灵性必饥荒。
Then we too will just become like the Israelites. We will be overtaken by the Amalekites and the Midianites, and our spiritual life will become famine.
失去了神的同在。
And we will lose the abundance of God.
所以为什么我们常常在读圣经的时候没有什么感受？
And this is one of the reasons why we do not have any feelings when we read the Bible.
感觉到灵性枯竭。
We feel that our spiritual life is dry.
可能我们体贴肉体，我们去侍奉米甸人了。
Perhaps we've given into our body and served the Midianites.
让神的话语在我们心中没办法动工。
And we've made it so that the word of God cannot move and work within us.
当然就结不出生命的果子来了。
And then of course you cannot bear spiritual fruits.
基甸他有神的同在。
But Gideon had the abundance of God.
所以他能够不断地产生粮食啊。
And that's why he was able to continually bring about spiritual food.
能够供应他自己还有他的家人。
And was in doing so able to save himself and his family.
同样的道理啊。
So in the same manner.
信徒如果越亲近神的话。
If believers continually draw near to God.
神就亲近我们。
Then God will naturally draw near to us.
魔鬼就逃跑。
And then Satan will flee.
我们必能够多多地领受属灵的供应。
Then we can continually receive more spiritual food.
灵命一强壮。
And we will be able to become spiritually stronger.
就越有能力能够拒绝从魔鬼而来的试探跟引诱。
And ultimately be able to withstand the temptations which Satan will throw at us.
反过来啊，如果你越体贴肉体。
But on the other hand, if you continually give in to your flesh,
贪爱世界,
and you love the world,
你就会跟神越来越疏远,
then you will become farther and farther away from God.
属灵的供应一中断,
and so once that spiritual connection is lost,
灵命就虚弱,
then you have lost your life.
不但没有办法抵抗从魔鬼来的试探引诱,
and not only will you be unable to withstand the temptations of Satan,
甚至现在试探软弱当中啊, 也没有办法自拔。
But you will not only, you will also not be able to preserve yourself.
今天的教会比较起当时以色列人四十时代可以说有过之无不及啊。
You can compare the church today with the Israelites during the period of the judges.
以色列人被仇敌欺压的时候，还知道要呼求神啊。
When the Israelites were tortured by other people, they knew to cry out to God.
承认自己的可怜软弱。
And they would admit that they were weak and they needed help.
那今天有些弟兄姐妹灵性饥荒，生命贫穷。
And so you can think today there are members who are spiritually famine and are spiritually poor.
却仍然硬着心肠不肯悔改。
And yet they are hard-hearted and are unwilling to repent.
反而为自己掩饰啊。
But on and continue to help themselves only.
这样怎么能得到神的祝福跟帮助啊？
But if you do that, then how can you receive God's help and blessings?
所以这是让我们看到基甸蒙神使用的第三个原因啊。
And so this is the third reason why God was able to use Gideon.
再来在四世纪的十三第六章十三节十四节。
If you look at chapter 6 verse 13 and 14.
基甸回答神的使者说：“说主啊，神若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切的事
？”Gideon replied to the angel, "If God is with us, then why are we in this situation?"
我们的列祖不是对我们说吗
？Didn't our forefathers tell us of different things?
神领我们从埃及上来吗
？That God saved us and delivered us from Egypt.
他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呀
？Where is his deliverance and his wondrous works?
现在他丢弃我们。
Has he forsaken us?
将我们交在米甸人的手里。
And he has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
神观看基甸。
And so God looked at Gideon.
神告诉他说，你靠着你这能力，去从米甸人的手里拯救以色列人。
And said to him, go in this mind of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
不是我差遣你去的吗？
Have I not sent you?
听基甸所说的这一番话语啊，好像有些许的悲观在里头，失望。
If you look closely at Gideon's conversation, you can see a sense of hopelessness.
但也让我们看出啊，基甸何尝不愿意神当日在他们列祖身上的作为再显现出来。
It seems that he does not want God's wondrous works that God had done in the past to be on them.
虽然神的使者一开始就说神跟他同在。
And so even though the angel of the Lord originally said that God will be with you,
他不以此为满足啊。
Gideon was not satisfied.
他不但自己有神同在，他也盼望他的同胞们也有神同在。
So we see that not only does he hope God will be with him, but he hopes that God will be with the rest of the people.
换句话说，他所关心的，他所焦急的不是自己今后有没有平安而已
So in other words, you can say that Gideon is not just caring about what will happen to him in the end.
而是他的同胞们有没有平安，有没有神的眷顾
But rather, he is caring about whether his friends and his people will have the peace and abundance of God.
他不是只想到自己而已
He did not think only of himself.
他更想到他盼望他的同胞们同样有神的眷顾，看见神的作为。
But instead, hope that God would also look over the other people.
好，在今日的教会里头
，in today's church，
好，能够知道为自己的灵性来焦急已经算不错了。
Just to care about your own spirituality is pretty good.
有多少弟兄姐妹会为着教会，为着其他的同龄的灵性？
And if you think about it, how many church members will actually be anxious for the spirituality and faith of other people and the church itself?
为教会的软弱，为信徒的不冷不热，日夜挂心。
Who will be sorrowful in heart when they see people lukewarm in faith?
个人属灵往往只是高抬个人。
Because most of the times we see people only elevating their own spirituality.
容易造成那种英雄崇拜
But this will often result in worshipping a hero figure
而陷入结党纷争的这种软弱当中
And this will also cause other people to be weak
当然了个人灵命的长进也不错了能够显出神丰富的恩典来
But of course it is pretty good if you can already try to elevate your own spirituality
但是一个真正想要侍奉神的人
But a person who truly wishes to serve God
就不能够单单只求自己的好处而已
Cannot seek only his own benefits
灵命成长
His own spiritual growth
被神重用
To be used by God himself
而是盼望其他的弟兄姐妹也同样能够灵性成长被神重用
But rather he will think and hope that the other members can also be used by God
所以我们应当能够像基甸拥有这样子的渴望
And so we should be like Gideon to have the same type of desire
在十四节这里记载神看基甸说
And so in verse 14 it says God turned to Gideon and said
你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人
Go in this might of yours and you shall deliver the Israelites from the Midianites
神对他所说的这能力是什么
And so what is this might that God is referring to
不是他自己的能力也不是基甸本身的能力
It's not actually Gideon's own physical might
而是他所渴望看见神的作为
But his desire to see the wondrous works of God
不但显在他自己身上也能够显在他同胞的身上
To see God's wondrous works on himself and on God's people
不但他被神兴起
And to see not only himself being chosen
他的同胞也能够被神兴起
But to see the other people of God chosen as well.
神让他这种渴望的心成为他的能力。
Therefore, we see God use Gideon's desire to become his strength.
靠着这样的能力
And so on this strength,
他就能够达成神的使命。
Gideon was able to fulfill God's commission.
中国有一句话说，最大的悲哀就是心已经死掉了。
And there's a Chinese saying that the most lamentable thing is if your heart has died.
今天我们每个弟兄姐妹对于教会的未来有没有憧憬有没有盼望
And so you have to ask yourself as members of this church do you have hope in the future and the prosperity
还是只认为说我们在这边真好
Or are you saying it is good for us to be here
搭三个棚子就够了
It's good enough just to build three altars
不用太多了太多空位很多
We don't need to build any more
我们是不是有这样子的使命感
Do we have a sense of commission
很多时候我们希望神赐给我们能力
A lot of times we hope that God will give us strength.
而我们所盼望的常常是一些从外来人的帮助。
But we often hope that somebody else will come and help us.
或者是突然的一种感觉兴奋。
And we hope that God will move us in a certain way.
认为那个是我们得力量的开始。
And we believe this is the source and beginning of our strength.
神加给我们的力量。
And if God gives us strength,
有时候不一定是从外在来的。
Sometimes it does not come externally.
而是在我们内在的心里，那种专程为主而产生的心智上面。
But instead, often comes from our internal heart and our desire to see what is God's will.
借着神得到属灵的能力来成就神的旨意。
And so through this spiritual inner strength, then we will be able to fulfill the will of God.
那最后啊。基甸呢，在这个六章的十五节啊，回答。
In verse 15, Gideon replies. 啊，
说主啊，我有什么能力能拯救以色列人
？He says, "How can I save Israel?"
啊，我家在马拿西支派中啊，是至贫穷的。
My clan is the weakest, and I am the least of my family.、
啊、而我在我的家中是至微小的。
I'm the least in my father's house.、啊、
谁是这个时代不可或缺的工人？谁是这个时代不可缺少的工人？
So in today's society, who is a worker that we cannot do without?
往往不是那个高大的，而是那个微小的。
Oftentimes, it's not the big and valiant, but the small people in the corner.
不是那个尊贵的，往往是卑贱的。
It's not the people who are worthy to be praised, but often the more humble.
在这个时代当中那个风头人物经常看得到。但是微小的工人呢，却很难发现。
It's very easy to find people who will work in front of everyone else, but very difficult to find the people willing to do the small little things.
微小代表着谦卑。
Because the little and small things represent humility.
有些人工作大，地位高。
Some people do great works and have great status.
很容易人也跟着骄傲起来。
And it's very easy for them to become proud.
有些人工作小，地位卑。
But some other people have small work and have a lowly position.
但是内心却非常的自大。
But internally they are very strong.
所以这里的微小是指的真正的谦卑。
And so here when it says least, it refers to humility.
基甸是自己是微小的。
Gideon called himself the least.
神他在神的面前呢，能有谦卑的隐藏。
Therefore, he was able to present himself humble before God.
神称他是大能的勇士。
And therefore, God called him a man of great valor.
他却自己看自己是微小的。
And yet, Gideon saw himself as being the least.
这也是为什么基甸会蒙神使用的原因。
And this is another reason why Gideon was used by God.
不说其他，就是说基甸在酒榨打麦子。
And so if you don't talk about anything else and you only talk about Gideon in the wine press,
酒榨是酿酒的地方。
The wine press is where wine is made.
不是打麦子的地方。
It's not where you should be threshing wheat.
基甸隐藏在酒榨打麦子。
But Gideon hid himself in the wine press to thresh wheat.
所以隐藏往往是神所要用的工人第一的功课。
So to learning to hide yourself is oftentimes the first task that God wants his people that he will use to learn.
以利亚先知在被神使用之前。
For example, the prophet Elijah before he was used by God.
也是到基利西旁，到这个寡妇家去隐藏。
He too hid himself by the brook Cherith and went to the widow's house.
常常被神所使用的人。
So we see oftentimes the people who are used by God.
通常都是懂得隐藏的人。
These are all people who know how to hide themselves.
在神的面前得能力。
And they are able to gain strength before the presence of God.
在人的面前谦卑隐藏。
And to able to hide themselves and humble themselves before people.
所以基甸被神使用。
And so Gideon is used by God.
不是有三万多人跟随他的时候。
It wasn't when there were 30,000 people following him.
或者是他打了胜仗回来的时候。
Or after he had come victorious from a battle.
也不是以色列人对他说愿你和你的儿孙管理我们的时候。
And it wasn't when the Israelites said to him, may you and your children judge over us.
想必是在他亲口对神说，我在我父家是至微小的，就在这个时候。
But he was chosen when he said, I am the least of my family.
就在那三万人遣散只剩下300人的时候。
It was when 30,000 people became 300 people.
神使用他。
That's when God used him.
很多传道前辈。
Many of the older ministers.
他们被神所重用。
They are used greatly by God.
往往不是在他们声名远播的时候。
But they're often chosen not when their life is at its most affluent part.
而是在他们没有人认识他的时候。
But they are chosen when nobody knows them.
反而啊，那种大家所认识的，那种著名的布道家，是他灵性退步的开始。
And you can say at the same time, it is once they become very famous as evangelists that their own spirituality begins to decline.
所以同样的，我们弟兄姐妹，我们不要因为目前我们在教会的服事里头还没有被大大的重用啊。
And so let's think, just because we have not been used greatly in the church yet,
就认为神不会用我们了。
Let's not think because of this, God will not use us.
这可能是神要用我们的开始啊。
Perhaps this is the part where God will begin to use us.
我们是否被神使用？并不在乎说是不是每个人都知道我们的工作是不是很重要。
Because whether God uses us is not dependent on who knows us or what kind of work we will be doing.
而是在乎我们自己是不是真正的谦卑，隐藏在神的手中。
But it's dependent on whether we are truly humble and are able to hide ourselves in God.
是不是有神的同在？
Do we have the abidings of God?
是不是有属灵的供应
？Do we have spiritual food?
是不是有敢为真理那种站在真理上，还有那个勇敢渴望看见神作为的那种心志。
Do we have this spiritual desire to see the wondrous works of God amongst everybody?
让我们呢都能够像基甸一样被神所兴起，被神所重用。
We hope that we will all become like Gideon, able to be used by God.
提摩太后书二章二十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事情，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
If a person is able to flee from their youthful lust, then they shall become an instrument able to be used by God for all good works.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
成为这个时代的基甸。
To help become a present day Gideon.
同心默祷。
Let's pray.